Most of the damage occurred in the fisheries sector, which, of course, is a primary mandate of FAO. And the secondary damage was largely in contamination of soil, in saltwater damage. So agriculture and fisheries obviously is very much within our mandate. These are our core fields. But it's especially when we look at coastal communities, at the way they live, at the way they make their living, which is often a mixture of fishing, agriculture, shrimp raising, many things which fall within the mandate of the organization. Because of the complexity, it's been necessary to spend a lot of time analyzing the problems. Most of the demand so far has been for our technical services and our policy services. The governments, especially of Indonesia, Thailand, and Sri Lanka, have asked for our help in developing their long-term strategies. This has taken a lot of groundwork, a lot of interviews, a lot of meetings, a lot of analysis. In terms of fishers, first thing we did in communities was to analyze what the losses were and what they wanted to rebuild back. Most of these countries already had serious problems in their fishing industries with overcapacity, overfishing, not best practices, and declining prices. So it's not just a question of rebuilding what was there. There are two very distinct sectors between capture fishery, which would be what we would call normal boat fishing, and aquaculture, which would be shrimp raising and fish fishing in ponds. They've asked us especially to rehabilitate their whole productive chain, because most of the fishing in these countries is not for eating, it's not for subsistence locally, it's actually for sale. So it's no use to rebuild boats if we don't rebuild landing sites, storage sites, drying racks, ice. Ice is the first thing they're asking us for. They want to be able to sell their fish, and if we don't provide them with ice plants, they won't fish. So we've had to actually look at the entire productive chain all the way up to the sales point and then work at rehabilitating that.